So we just wanted to finish the sugya and have Lamed Zayin Omud Aleph. So let's just go back a little bit. We saw Machlekes, we were discussing the Inyan of Chameshus Minei Dogon and the Maise Kedera. So the Gemara said, Chameshus Minei Dogon exclude Oireis V'Doichen, rice and corn. I.e., even if you eat rice and corn, not as a mixture, but rather you eat it be'en, you still would not make boyim ne'mezoinus because they're not considered to be the chamishes minei dogon. The Gemara asked a question, I don't understand. We have a mufurish b'raisa that says, if you have bread made out of rice and made out of corn, then you would make a brocha just like maisa kedera. Doesn't that suggest that it means you'd make mezoinus, i.e., it is considered to be like one of the chamishes minei dogon? So the Gemara says, no. When we say it's like Maisa Kedera, it's like Maisa Kedera, and it's not like Maisa Kedera. It's like Maisa Kedera in as much as you make a bracha before and after. That's true. But you do not compare it to Maisa Kedera in its entirety, because Maisa Kedera, as we said, would have Mezoinos and Alamichya, and rather this has Shehakol and Borei Nefashos. So we explained last time, so what does that exactly mean? So in what way is it comparable to Maisa Kedera? The fact that you make a bracha before and after, that's nothing to do with Maisa Kedera. That's true with regard to any food. So we said, no, what it means is it's common to Maisa Kedera in as much that there's no hamoitzi. Even though it's bread, we're talking about rice bread, and therefore I would have been excused for thinking that perhaps you should say hamoitzi on it, that we say no. In that respect, we are comparing it to Maisa Kedera, but that's where the comparison ends. After that, it's no longer comparable to Maisa Kedera because the brachas are not the same. So again, they have in common the fact that there's no hamoitzi. They have the difference that one is mezoinus, one is shahako. So, says the Gemara in conclusion, or at least this is where we left off, that we did have a braisa that seems to say quite clearly, Eluhein Maise Kedera, and it included Oirez on the list. Well, that's black and white, it's not negotiable. To which the Gemara said, let's have a look at it again. Hormani Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, you're right, I can't deny, but it's absolutely clear in that Braisa that there is Maise Oirez is considered Maise Kedera. However, that is Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. Tanya, Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, Oima Oirez min Dogon Hu. Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri says quite clearly that Oirez is in fact a type of grain. It's considered grain in every respect, both lekula and lechumah. It's a double-edged sword, i.e., if you eat it as its chometz version, that is considered absolute chometz. If you eat it as its matzah version, that's considered absolute matzah. In other words, it's grain lechol din or lechol davar. Fine. So if that's the opinion of Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, so then presumably the previous braisa that says you make that it's considered a Maisa Kedera, I would make Mezoinos, that is also Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. Avol Rabbonon, loy. But the Rabbonon disagrees. So when we've been saying all along that Oirez and Doichen are not considered to be a grain, and you'd make which bracha, Shehakol Nia Bidvarei, that is not the opinion of Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri. He would indeed say you make Mezoinos. The Rabbonon disagree and they say Shehakol, and that's the opinion that we've been following all along. So the Gemara asks the following, and this is really where we left off. V'rabbonon loy? Question mark. How do I know it's a question mark? Because the next word is v'hotanya. That's a question. V'hotanya. Surely we have learned a braisa that says hakoyseis es hachito. If somebody would chew wheat, mavorech oleho boire pri ho adomo. Now, if you remember, we had on the previous sugat of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph similar discussion. And here it says, Kimcha Dechiti, a discussion whether you say Bore Pri Adoma or Shehakol Nia Bedvara. We'll see whether the two sugis are related. But either way, here it says, Hakoyse says Hachito, somebody chews wheat, which brocha? Bore Pri Adoma. Tochno, Ofo, Ubishlo. If you ground it, from the word Teichen, you baked it, Ubishlo, and you then cooked it. So what have you done to it? You've done a strange thing. You've made it into bread, and then you've cooked it up.
What is the cooking part add?
Oh, we'll see. So if that's the case, then it depends. Bizman shaha prusois kayamois. If the prusois, what does the prusois mean? The pieces of what? Of chita are still around.
Still intact. Still intact. One piece of.
Yeah, in other words, they haven't completely disintegrated in the cooking process. Bizman shaha prusois kayamois bitchila. If the prusois are still kayam like they were from the outset. Then mevarich oleh hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, it's considered fully fledged bread. Ulebesoid, sorry, excuse me. Betchila mevarich oleh hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. In the beginning, the first brach will be hamoitzi. Ulebesoid mevarich oleh gimel brachis. Gimel brachis meaning berakas hamazon. Im ein haprusos kayamois, comma. Then betchila mevarich oleh boirei minei mezoinois. So again, if the chita are still around, it's hamoitzi and berkas hamazon. If they're not still around, then it would be mezoinos and alamichya. That is, if you have wheat. Akoises es ha'oireis. Now, of course, this is what's negeir to us. If somebody chews oireis, rice, Mavarech olav boirei pri ho adomo. Toch noi ofoi ubishloi afal pri shaha prusos kayomois. Even though the prusos is still around, it's unlike wheat, i.e., betchila mavarech olav, not amoitzi, but boirei minim mezoinois or besoif mavarech olav brocha achas me'en sholosh. End of Bryce. So what are we saying now? If you eat wheat and then you cook it up, you make a whole bread and wheat stew. So if the pieces of wheat are still around, then what's the halacha? And benching. If they're not, then it's mezoinos and alamichyo. But with regard to rice, whatever happens, it's mezoinos and alamichyo. Now, who is the author of this braisa? Says the Gemara, one word, money. Who is talking over here? Who is the author of this braisa? Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri authored this braisa, remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri considers oireis to be a fully fledged grain. If that's the case, Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he da'oma oireis min dogon hu. If you're going to tell me that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says the oireis is a type of dog, and then I don't understand, then hamoitzi lechem min haaretz v'shalosh brachos bo'i beruchi. If he holds it's one of the minei dogon, so then why indeed are we differentiating between oireis and chita? Why don't we say, listen, this is an absolute grain, and therefore we should jolly well say hamoitzi and berkas hamazon on it. So it can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So by process of elimination, who must it be? Hello, lav. Isn't it true to say that it must be Rabbanon? Well, if it's Rabbanon, I don't understand. You told me before that it's not considered a Maisa Kedero. And therefore you'd make Shahakoil. That's what Rav and Shmuel told me. Right, going back to the beginning, if you remember the previous Omud, the bottom lines of the previous Omud, what did they say? Kol shehu mechamishes minei dogon, you'd say boreh minei mezoinos. And we explained, what are the five? To exclude, oiriz v'doichen, you would not make boreh minei mezoinos. Well, I'm sorry, I don't understand. If you'd not make boreh minei mezoinos, then who on earth is talking in his braisa? Don't tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri because he holds oireis as a fully fledged grain, in which case you'd be making hamoitzi. So it can't be them. So by process of elimination, it must be the Rabbanon. And what does it say? Which bracha do you make? Mezoinos. So I see that what? The oireis, although it might not be a fully fledged grain, that I admit. And according to the Rabbanon, if you eat it on Pesach, there's no halachas of chametz and matzah to it. But it is considered a Maisa Kedera enough to warrant a bracha to upgrade it from In which case, the Tiyuvta, the Rabbi Shmuel, Tiyuvta. So therefore, Alocha Lamaisa, according to the Maskona of the Gemara, if I were to ask you, Alocha Lamaisa now, so which bracha do you make on rice? The answer is, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, it's a fully fledged grain. So the same halacha is of everything else. If you make it into bread, it's bread. But according to the Rabbon and that's halacha, you make mezainis, which is indeed what we do.
Not bracha chrenin.
Not bracha chrenin, that's true. We do not say ala michya on rice. But okay, that's not the discussion for the moment. Let's have a look at the Gemara, at Rashi. Hakoy says, kemois shehu. If you chew wheat as it is, offer ubishlo lach asher offer betanur. After you baked it in the oven, v'osol lechem chazor ubishlo b'mayim. You then
boil it.
That would be the example. For example, with donuts. This is how they make donuts, and that's why this is a very complicated issue, because that's what they do for donuts. First is the meister afia, and only afterwards is a meister bishul, which is extremely negea also in Hilchos Shabbos. We know there's a big discussion, yesh bishul achar afia, or yesh afia achar bishul. If you have one process and then another process, how do we consider that now? If you initially cooked it and then baked it, or like in our case, you initially baked it and then you cooked it, so what do I consider it now? Is it considered to be a cooked item? Is it considered to be a baked item? Or is it considered to be both? There's a whole big discussion, but in our sugir at least, the significance of the bishul is because it's that bishul that might disintegrate the prusos, and that's why it was negeir to us. So if you cook it, then the prusos might all have disintegrated, in which case the halacha would be different. That's why they're more differentiated between the two. Shah prusos kayomai, says Rashi, sheloi nimoichu b'bishul. What does nimoichu mean? Nimoichu means it didn't disintegrate. Nimoichu means it didn't disintegrate or dissolve. It didn't dissolve the bishulam. Bracha achas me'ein sholosh. What is the bracha achas me'ein sholosh? Ala michya v'ala kalkola u'bishuli pirkim mefarish. At the end of the parak, we will explain. Sorry, I just have to. It's cool. Excuse me. Says one more Rashi, Elolav Rabbonon. So is it not true to say that it must be the Rabbonon Vektani, and yet what does it say there? Vayre, my name is Zaynus. So it is a Meister Kedera. It's Yufta, the Rav Ushmuel. So Rav Ushmuel of this proof, Mufurish Abraisa. A Mufurish Abraisa that says that you make Mazaynus on Oyres, it cannot be Rabbi Yechon and Manuri talking, otherwise he would say you make Hamoitzi. It must be the Rabbonon, and they don't say that you make Hadomo or Shahakur. Rather, they say Bermeh Mazainus, the Rav Shmuel, are disproven. There's three little Tosfosim. Im Haprusois Kayomois, says Tosfos, second Tosfos. Yesh Meforashim, what does that mean? What does it mean that they're Kayom? Some explain Yesh Meforashim, Dahainu, Kishahalechem. Einoi shorui b'mayim kolkach. That the bread, what does shorui mean? Did not soak in water that much. She'im yikach haprusa, such that if I would now take the prusa, shelo yishoveir, it would not break. In other words, you initially had this wheat, it was now made into solid bread. When you put it into mayim, which obviously makes it all soggy, how solid is it? If it's solid enough such that if you would hold it, it would not just crumble in your hands, that's considered prusos kayomis. And that's what Tosfos says. Again, da'ainu kashalechem eino ishorui b'mayim kolkach. The lechem is not being soaked in the water that much. I.e., she'im yikach haprusa, i.e., if you would take the slice of bread, shelo yishov, it won't break, it won't just disintegrate in your hands. Rashi Pirish Oireis is male. V'yesh Mefarshim Rizo. Maybe that means rice. Well, high Pirish, and according to that, then you have to say that Doichen is male. Rashi says Oireis is male. Some say Oireis is rice, in which case Doichen is male. Now, this is a very important Tosfos. Tiyuv to the Rav Shmuel says Tosfos. It's true that Rav Shmuel were disproven, but where were they disproven? The Oires. Remember, we always bracketed together Oires the Deishan. We've disproven Rav Shmuel because we found the Mefurash of Raisa that says that what? The Oires is Bomei Mazenis. But that doesn't necessarily disprove the Deichen theory. We only have a braisa that disproves the Oiris theory, says Tosfos. Aval the Deichen, when it comes to Deichen, lo yavetiyuv. We don't have any question from that. The Efsha, and therefore maybe over there, Tahava, Hilchasa, Kibosayim. So maybe over there, the halacha would indeed be like them. And you'd not make Boyim Neim Zainis. So don't automatically assume, says Tosfos, that whatever applies to Oiras applies to Deichen as well. Not necessarily. Although we've disproved Oiras, you definitely do not make Shahakoy, rather you make Mazainis, but Deichen maybe not. Maybe Deichen is different, and maybe indeed Deichen, there is no Bruch of Mazainis. So Tosfos, we don't have a proof.
Can we know that from the Brais though? Because it says when it says it's a Oiras, it doesn't mention Deichen at all.
Right. So the suggestion would be that Deichen perhaps would be different. Yeah, that's what Tosfos is suggesting. Yeah. Okay, this lengthy Tosfos we will learn in Emes Hashem, but we're going to keep it for the next 2 years.
Not so bad.
Not so bad. No Tosfos are that bad. Nothing that bad. It's a good life. Baruch Hashem, be able to learn Torah. Be very grateful. But we're going to leave this Tosfos for the next sugya. After the two dots, which is just where we've arrived at, we will be coming back to this sugya, and that's where this Tosfos is referring. So in the meantime, I would like, with your permission, to go back a little bit and do chazor on the last daf. It's been quite a complicated sugya. The Avyoinos and the Kafrisim and Maisa Kedera has been quite involved. So let's go back to Lamed Vov Amud Aleph. And we'll start from Omer of Yudah Omer Rav. It's about halfway down the wide lines. A little bit less than halfway down. First word on the line, L'Rav Yehuda Hilchasa Kavosei D'Shmu.
I'm
Rav Slav Shal Orla. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav. Again, we'll go quickly. If it's too quick, please stop me. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav. Slav Shal Orla B'chutz La'aretz. Zorek es Rav Yoinois. You throw out the fruit. V'oichel es ha-kafrisim. But you can eat the peels. Lameimra, are you trying to tell me that Avyoinah is Peri? The Avyoinahs are considered a fruit, and that's why Hilchus Orlo applied to them. The Kafrisin love Peri, and the Kafrisin are not considered Peris. If that's what you're telling me, I don't understand. For a mini, we have a price that says Almini Nitzper, which is Tzlaf. Alo Alim, Vala Tmorois, Omer Bore Puyadoma. Vala Avyoinahs, the Al Ha Kafrisin. You see that word? The Kafrisin also considered part of the fruits. Why, in that case, did you eat them? You should have discarded them, just like you discarded the Avyoinah. So the Mora says, no. He was following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanan. Rabbi Leza, Oymetzlaf, Mis Aser, Tmoris, the Avyoinah, the Kafrisin. Rabbi Leza says that Slav, where do Hilchas Maestros apply? To every part of it, including the Tmoris, and the Avyoinos, and the Kafrisin, which obviously suggests to me that it's all considered part of the fruit, but Rabbi Akiva does not hold that way. But Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Ein Misaser, Elo Avyoinos Vilvad, the only part that needs to have Maisa taken from it is the Avyoinos, Mipnei Shehu Pri, period. So therefore, we clearly have a Machloikas. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva holds that Evyoinois is the fruit. That's where you have to take Maisa, but the Kafrisan is not. Now we know, Baruch Hashem, we've learned the last of the Sugya. We're going to come back to this later, because you could well suggest that even if the Kafrisan are not the fruit, but they should still have the status of a Shomer. So even though it's true with regard to Maisa, the halacha of Shomer doesn't apply for whatever reason, because we don't have a pasuk. But with regard to Orla, we do have a pasuk. Remember the S. S tells us that whatever is bottled to the pre also is halacha of the fruit, and therefore it's perhaps not really allowable to compare Maisa to Orla. Fine, we'll see that later on. Says the Gemara, the name halacha kirbekiva. So why didn't he simply say halacha is like kirbekiva? Why did he have to spell out exactly what he's talking about? We're talking about orla in chutzlaret, etc., etc. Just say I pass the like kirbekiva. The vyoinis is the fruit. The kafrisin is the peel. And you work out all the relevant halachas. Says the Gemara, no, I oma halacha kirbekiva. Because if you would have merely said halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, hava amina, what would I have said? Afilu ba'aret. I would have said that what? That we're taking Rabbi Akiva's psak until the end and applying it to Eretz Yisrael as well. We're not differentiating. And that's why I needed to spell out that no, komash malon, that's why we needed to be taught that kol ha'mekel ba'aret. I was only being maker like Rabbi Akiva specifically and precisely because we're dealing with Chutz La'aretz. Had it been Eretz Yisrael, then perhaps the halacha would have differed, and therefore I didn't merely want to say halacha Rabbi Akiva, because then he wouldn't have known that I'm differentiating between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But I am differentiating. Why am I differentiating? Because the halacha is, whoever is the lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, that becomes the halacha in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says, Beseda, Aval Ba'aretz Loi. In Eretz Yisrael, you would not necessarily have paskin like him. Therefore, V'neima halacha kerbekiva b'chutz la'aretz. So again, why did you have to spell out that you're dealing with Orla? Why didn't you say I paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz? And do you know why? To kol ha'mekel ba'aretz halacha k'moisei b'chutz la'aretz. So again, why did you need to spell out and enunciate that you're dealing with Orla? Says the Gemara, because I omar hochi. Because had I merely said that, what does that mean? Had I just said I paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz, you wouldn't have known that I paskin like him with regard to what? Hava amina, I might have said, maybe that's only true with regard to Maiser Ilon. The Ba'aretz Gufa, even in Eretz Yisrael at the best of times, it's only Midrabonim. Therefore, I can afford myself the liberty of being Makel in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because it's anyway only a drabonon, even in Eretz Yisrael. So for the certainly more room to be lenient. Abul Gaba Orla. With regard to Orla, what might you have said? You might have said the Ba'aretz, seeing as in Eretz Yisrael, it's Midai Raisa. Sa'ema b'chutz la'aretz. Maybe in Chutz La'aretz, Nami Nigzeh. So maybe we should be more stringent in Chutz La'aretz, in Orla, because Orla in Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa. Therefore, Kamash Malon. That's why I needed to be told that I paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz, even in Orla. Even in Orla, despite the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, Orla is the Raisa, I may therefore have thought that in Chutz La'aretz there's more room to be Machmer. Kamash Malon, that not, I'm nonetheless Makel because it is Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Story time. Ravina Ashkeche Lamabar Ravashi, this is a story that we dealt with so much. Ravina founds Mabar Ravashi, what was he doing? The Kazdorek Avyoinois. He was throwing out the Avyoinois of Orla. The Ka'ochil Kafrisim, but he was eating the Kafrisim. Omalei, my daituch. So he said to him, tell me, what's your opinion? Kerb Akiva, the Makel, question mark? Are you taking the lenient opinion, the one we just mentioned before, like Kerb Akiva, at least in Chutz La'aretz, and you're saying that it's only the fruit which is the fruit, but the peel is the peel? if that's what you're on the lookout for, if you're looking for the lenient opinion, well, I have a more lenient opinion for you. And whose is that? Why don't you do like Beis Shammai, the Mekile Tvei, who are yet more Mekel, the Tanan? Because we have a Mishnah, this is a long proof. Beis Shammai Oimrim Kilaim Bekerem. Beis Shammai says that Kilaim refers to a Kerem. Why? So Tzlaf, Beis Shammai Kilaim Bekerem. They say that Tzlaf is a vegetable, in which case it's subject to the halacha of Kilaim. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Ein Kilaim Bekerem, because they hold it's not a Yerek. Eilu ve'eilu, but both opinions moidim shechayev v'orlo. Every one agrees, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that it's subject to orlo, which is very tricky. What do you mean, says the Gemara? Hogufa kasha, that itself is very difficult. Inherently, that is contradictory. Why? Omrit, you told me on the one hand that Slaf Beis Shammai Oimrim Kilaim Bekerem. Alma, therefore you clearly see that min yereku, that you're considering it as a vegetable, in which case there shouldn't be arlo. Well, how come, vahodar tani, well, you then went and you told me, eilu ve'eilu moedim, the shechayev v'arlo, can you please make up your minds? If it's considered a vegetable, then there shouldn't be an arlo. If it's considered a fruit, then it shouldn't be kilayim. How can it be both? The answer is, what did Beis Shammai say? Alma min ilonu. So what's going on? No. Holoi kashia. That's not a problem, because Beis Shammai actually safuki mistapke lehu. If you'd ask Beis Shammai, in all honesty, is it a fruit or is it a vegetable, what would he say? Safek, I don't know. Therefore, I'm being machme in all directions. Therefore, v'avdi hocha l'chumra, v'hocha l'chumra. Now, I've got to go over here. L'chumra, over there, l'chumra. I've got to treat it like a yerek. I've got to treat it like an ilon. I'm always machme. Okay. Mikol mokoim. So at the end of the day, as Rashi explains, it's all part of the question. It's a lengthy question. At the end of the day, what are you telling me? L'Beis Shammai havalei safek orlo. So according to Beis Shammai, bottom line, slap. Do halachas of orlo pertain to it? The answer is yes. As a safek. Okay. For Tanah, we have a mission that says safek orlo be'eretz Yisrael asur. It says that safek orlo in Eretz Yisrael is asur, but basuria, which is really type of chutz la'aretz muta, ubechutz la'aretz proper, yoyred v'loy keach, ubelvad shelo yirenu loykit. But obviously you've got to make sure that what? That you didn't see him picking it from the younger trees, because then it's Vadeorla, it's not a Sophic. It means as long as I didn't see him pick it, and I don't know what it is, because it's dealing with Chutzlaret, you're allowed to be Mekel and assume that it's not Orla. That is the end of the question. So what is the end of the question? I see that Beis Shammai holds that Slaf is Sophic Orla. And I see that Beis Shammai went one further stage and they said, what's the halacha of Slaf in Chutz La'aretz? Mutter. They didn't say Evyoinos is Osa, Kaprisin is Mutter. So therefore, says Umar, I don't understand. You, Mabar of Ashi, apparently you were looking for the lenient opinion. Well, hey, I found you an even more lenient opinion. Remember, there are three opinions now. Opinion number one, the most chomor, is that orla apply not only to the avyoinos, but also the kafrisin. The middle opinion was the split. Avyoinos is a fruit, the kafrisin is the peel. But we've just now discovered that Beis Shammai is a yet more lenient opinion. He holds that sophic orla is completely muta. What does that mean, completely? Both the kafrisin and also the avyoinos. I don't understand. So why did you throw out the avyoinos? If you're clearly on the lookout for the most lenient opinion, well, here's the most lenient opinion. To which the Gemara answers that no. Rabbi Kiva, b'mokim, Rabbi Leza. If the machlokes is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Leza, then of dinon kevosei, then I can afford to go like him. Who's like him?
Kiva.
Like Rabbi Kiva. But Beis Shammai, b'mokim, Beis Hillel. Eina Mishnah. What does that mean, Eina Mishnah?
No way.
There's no way. It doesn't get a look in Beishama because we always pass it like Beisila. So for even if I am on the lookout for the lenient opinion, which I was, but there's a limit to how maker I can actually be. So if it's a choice between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, fine, so I can afford the liberty of going like Reb Akiva. But Beishamai, Beis Hillel, no, that's where it stops, because we have a principle. Beishamai, B'mokim, Beis Hillel, Eino Mishnah. What does that mean, Eino Mishnah? It's not considered a Mishnah. We don't in any way relate, as it were, to what Beishamai says. By the way, it does say that L'osid Lovay, when Mashiach comes, Allah will be like Beishamai. Okay, that's not our discussion, but as long as Mashiach has not come, we pass on that Beis Hillel. Therefore, which opinion is the most lenient that you could take, Lahalocha? Rebbe Akiva, which is Evyoinois are a fruit, and that's why he threw them out. And the Kafrizdim are considered peels, and that's why he ate them. Remember, if he was looking for the most stringent opinion, what would he have done?
Not eaten either one.
He wouldn't have eaten anything, because he would have said, maybe I go with Rebbe Loza. And Rebbe Loza says that everything is considered the fruit. Okay, I didn't want to go that far. I wanted to be lenient, but it stops at Rebbe Akiva. Okay. Says the Gemara, 1 second, the taper clay, the Nasa Shomer Lepri. Isn't the Kafrisin considered a Shomer? What does that mean, considered a Shomer? Even if you want to pass in light, as Alasem Malachic status as a fruit, even if you want to pass in light Rebbe Akiva, remember, what was Rebbe Akiva discussing?
Nice,
it wasn't tomorrow. So if you want to distinguish between the Evyoinois and the Kafrisin, that's all fine and well in Maisa, because in the world of Maisa, there is no halacha of Shema. Why not? I don't know, because the Torah didn't say it. But when it comes to Orla, we have a special halacha. What does the Gemara say? V'rachmona Amman, the Torah says, V'orl artem or losoi es perioi, extra word es. What do I learn from there? Es hatofel the perioi. Anything which is toffel. What does toffel mean? Like the words ikar and toffel. Yes. You have the main, you have the subsidiaries. Whatever is subservient to the
fruit
is classified as the fruit. So far, I don't understand what you're talking about. How can you say that I follow the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, who distinguished between the fruit and the peel? That's all fine and well with regard to Maisa. But in Orla, there's no such distinguishing between fruit and peel, because the peel is a shema for the fruit, and therefore all that offers of Orla applies to it. And therefore, we're really back to square one. We still don't understand this story. Why was he discarding the Evyoinois but eating the Kafrisin? Because you didn't want a paskin like Rebbe Loza, you wanted a paskin like Rebbe Akiva. That's your prerogative. But what's that going to do with Arlo? He was talking about Meister. Arlo's Aloch of Hashemah. Okay. Omar Robas, remember we saw it's a top of the period with my new, and what is that? Shemer Lepri. So remember we had three attempts, all authored by Rava, to try and get a working definition of Shoima that would exclude Kafrisin. So let's just jump to the end just to get the picture of the sugya clear. Remember, we had three attempted definitions. We'll see them all inside now, but just to get the picture. Definition number one was, maybe there's a difference between a Shoima that drops off once the fruit is tolosh. Definition number two is, maybe it's something which drops off after the fruit becomes before the fruit becomes gemara pri. Neither of those work for reasons that we'll soon discuss. The final definition, which did work, is that the shema is absolutely necessary
for
the life field of the pri. You remove the shema, the pri is dead. Oh, well then I really see that the shema is indispensable. Then it adopts the status of the fruit, albeit that it itself is not a fruit. But in the case of Kafrisin and Evyoinois, it's not indispensable. And the proof was, remember at the end of the Gemara, we had a story that they took off the Kafrisin, and what happened to the Evyoinois? Nothing. So therefore, you see, you can live happily ever after, even without the Kafrisin. It's not necessary for the chiyus of the fruit, and that's why it's not a shema, and that's why the story makes perfect sense. It's always good, very, very important. I know we've mentioned this before. The expression in English, to see the wood from the trees, is absolutely critical when you're learning a sugya. Because sometimes we learn a complicated Gemara, and it's true, if we were to be asked every line of Gemara on its own, we could translate and understand. What's that? But do we have the whole picture clear? So what actually emerged at the end of the day? The answer is in one line, three attempted definitions of Shema, the final one held true. It's all dependent on whether it is dispensable or indispensable. In the case of the Kafris and of Yenis, it is not necessary, it is dispensable, it's not a Shema. Simple as that. Okay, so let's go through the various stages. We'll go through it quickly. Omar Rava, so Rava suggested this is attempt number one. Hey, Chomrin, where do we say the Nasa Shomer Lepri? Where do we say it becomes a Shomer for Lepri? Hey, Chadiise, that's only when it's still in existence. Bein Betolush, after it's been detached from the tree of Bein Bemechuba. Fahocher over here, Bemechuba Ise. It is around when the fruit is attached to the tree, but the tolush leisei. It's no longer there when the fruit is detached, and therefore the kafristin is not considered to be a shema. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense. Eisvei abaya pitma shol rimoin mitzarefes. What's that mean, mitzarefes? It joins forces with regard to the halachas of tuma to be part and parcel of the kazayis. Rashi says that the nate is very similar to the kafrisin, i.e. it's there, the mechubar, but it's not there, the tolush. If you tell me that it's mitzarev, so if you're telling me that the nates is not mitzarev to tumas oichlin, why is it not mitzarev? It must be alma. It's not part of the food. Therefore, if you're trying to measure to have a kazayis of food, this is not part of it. Well, if it's not a food, how come the Tanya Gaba Orla, it says with regard to Orla, Klippei Rimoin Vahanet Shaloi, Klippei Agoizim Vagarinim Chayovim Ba'orla, they are Chayav Orla. What's going on? I thought you just proved to me, beyond any reasonable doubt, that the Nates is not considered food. And I can prove it's not considered food because you see in Hilchos Tumas Oichlim, it's not an Oichl. So why on earth are you taking Orla from it? It must be that what? It's considered a Shema, even though it's not there, the Tolush. So I see that the Tolush Mechuba definition doesn't hold true. Attempt number two. Ela Amarov. Hey, Chomrin, on the Nasa Lushem Lepri, you're right. It's not dependent on Tolosh Mechuba, it's a little bit earlier on. Hey, Chadiise Beshaz Gmar Pri. It's only when the Shema is at least still around when the fruit becomes ripe. So when it becomes a fruit, if the Shema is there, then you can say you're a Shema to a fruit. But I Kafres Leisa Beshaz Gmar Pri. This Kafres is not around when the fruit becomes a fruit. So when is it around? Only earlier. Therefore, that's why it's not considered a shema to a pre, because it never actually protects the fruit. It only protects something that will be the fruit. Ah, okay, so that's our second definition. That sounds pretty plausible. That's why it's not a shema. Says the Gemara, I'm very sorry to tell you, but this also doesn't make sense. Amy? The Ha'omer of Nachman Omer Rabba Ba'avua, Hani Maschli Ba'orla. Maschli is with dates. Rashi said it's the exact equivalent of kafrisin in the case of tzlaf. Asiri, and it says they are also hoil v'nasu shayma lepri, because they are a shayma. Now one moment, the shayma lepri amos hava. Tell me exactly. Look at a date tree and work out, examine when exactly are these maschli a shayma for the pri. Do you know when? Bekufra, what does Bekufra mean? At the very immature early stage, and yet you're still considering it a Shema. V'kakari le Shemer lepri, and nonetheless you're considering it a Shema. So I see that what? The second attempt seems also not to be true, even though it's a Shema for something which is not yet classified as a fruit, but nonetheless is considered a shemus. The Gemara says, okay, one moment. That doesn't bother me so much. Because Rav Nachman, who authored that statement, you can always say that Sobala Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yossi. And what does Rabbi Yossi hold? The Tanan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Smador, which is an early version of grapes. Osur Mipnei Shehu Pri. Ooh, you consider an immature grape as a fruit. Uplegi Rabbonon Oleva Rabbonon disagree. And therefore, in the case of these maschli, what is it protecting? An early date. So what are you saying? So it's not yet a fruit. No. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is a fruit, and therefore it's a shema. But the Rabbonon disagree, and we're going with the Rabbonon. So for the definition of shema is still alive and well. Until we get stuck again. Maskid lo Rav Simi min Ardoi, Ubashari Loni, with other trees, mi pligi Rabbonon oleo. For Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says as follows: Me'emusayin koitzitzin eseilonos b'shvirs. From when can you not cut the trees in Shemitah? Be'shamayimim kolo eilonos mishiyotziyot. All trees, as soon as they start giving out any type of fruit, ube'seilonim no acharubin mishiyashrushu. Carobs, when they start becoming chains, vagafanim, the vines mishiyigru. Rashi says becomes thick. And the olives, when they get their nates, when they start producing fruit, it's all the same thing. What does that mean? Pula lovon salkadato. Do you think it means beans? We're talking about a grape, for goodness sake. Eloema shiuroi kapul halovon. It's that size. Okay, now what's that got to do with us? Man shomat lehum, have we heard the Omar boiser in smadar loy? What's mentioned in his braisa? When is it considered to be a fruit? Boiser, not smadar. Remember we just said 5 minutes ago, according to Rabbi Yossi, smadar is already a fruit. So who's talking over here? Can't be Rabbi Yossi. Who is it? It must be Rabbanon, and yet what does it say? V'ktoni shar kolo ilonois mishi yoytziyoy. As soon as they produce any type of fruit, even if it's immature, it's still considered a fruit. So don't tell me that it's unique to Rabbi Yossi. It's not true. Rabbanon also agree that a fruit at its early stage, it's true, there's a question how early, whether it's boisar, whether it's smadar, but either way, everybody agrees a fruit, even at its early stage, is considered a fruit. In which case, the shema for it should be considered a shema, so we're back in trouble. Says the Gemara, no, third and final and successful definition, El Omar Rava, Heicha Amrin Odav HaShema L'Pri. Do you know when we say it's a Shema for a Pri? Heicha Wed, D'chishok L'Tlei, when you remove it, when you remove the Shema, Mayis Peiri. What does Mayis mean? The Pri dies. Och, over here, Kishok L'Tlei, when you take it off, Loi Mayis Pri, the Pri doesn't die. And I can prove that to you because Hava Uvda, there was a story of Shakluhu Lanate the Rimoina, the Yavesh Rimoina. They removed the nates of the pomegranate. What happened to the Rimoin? The nates, remember we said, is the peel, and it dried up. But the Shakluhu Leparcha de Bitita, Rashi says, Bitita is the Evyoina. They took off the peel, the Kafrisa, and what happened? The Ikayim Bitita. And the Bitisa was Kayom. What does Kayom mean? Survive. So I see the what? It's not necessary for its chius. It will not die without. And that's why it's not considered a shame. And that is the end of the story. So back to the story. Ravina found Mabba Ravashi eating the Kafrisin. How on earth can you eat the Kafrisin? Oh, because I go with Rabbi Kiva. What do you mean? Rabbi Kiva is talking about Maisa. This is Oral and it's a shame. The answer is it's not. It's not a shame. Proof of the pudding, take off the kafrisin, nothing will happen to the fruit. You see that it's not dependent on the peel being there, and under those circumstances, the peel is simply not considered a shema. It is therefore not a fruit, and that's why I'm allowed to eat it, because no halachas of orla apply to it. Says the Gemara, we're skipping the round parenthesis, pilpili, which is pepper. Rav Sheshes Omar Shahakoel, Rava Omar Loi Klum. you make no bracha on it. We said it's not considered a food, even though it's used in flavoring, but it cannot be eaten, at least according to Rava's opinion, on its own. Va'oz the Rava l'tameh, and Rava seems to follow his own reasoning. Da'omar Rava, kas pilpili v'yema de kipuri pata. If you chew pilpili on Yom Kippur, what's the halacha? Your pata, obviously it's not considered eating. Kas zangvila v'yema de kipuri pata. So these two statements of Rava, both with regard to brachos, and also with regard to Yom HaKippurim, they seem to fit in very well with each other, the bottom line being it's not considered food. Says the Gemara, one moment, Meisvei Hoya Reb Meir Oima. Reb Meir used to say, Mimashma Shenema, isn't the implication of that which is said, V'oraltem Orlosoi Espirioi, don't I know, Eini Yodea She'etz Michael, who, don't I know that obviously we're talking about a fruit tree, Elomar Talmud Lemus, why does the Pasuk and me indeed need to say afterwards, Eitz Michael? Lahavi, to come and include, Eitz Shiftam, Eitz Zayu Pirioi Shaveh. There's a special halach of Orla that refers to that type of tree where the actual branch and that which the branch produces taste the same. What is that? Ve'ezahu, Ze'a Pilpilim Lamedcha, Sha'a Pilpilim Chayovin Ba'orla. That pilpul in a chayah ba'or la v'la medchosh ein eretz yisrael chaseir klum shenema eretz ha'shalei b'miskeinus teichal ba'olechem le'isechzak boi kol ba. So I see in the bottom line that the Torah specifically told me that orla refers also to pilpul, and that proves that what it must be a food. So it's all very well you told me, no, it's no food, that's why there's no bracha. And it's no food, we eat on Yom Kippur, you're potter. Why? Because it's not a food. I'm sorry to tell you, the Torah has told me that it is a food. Haraya, it's subject to oral. Says the Marno, it depends what type. Loikasha, it's not difficult. Ha-baratibta, ha-biyabeshta. If it's still moist, then it's considered a food. I was talking about when it's dried. When it's dry, it's not considered a food, there's no brocha, and Yom Kippur, you're potter. Omele Rabolo Rameima Kans Zangvila. Kas Zangvila, if you choose cinnamon or ginger. Bayemeta Kipuri Potter, Vahoma Rava High Himlasa, the Asi Mibena Hadoi, this Himlasa that they brought from the Bein Adoi, Sharia's Mutum, Mavorchen Olea Boy Priyadoma. So you see that what? That it does have a bracha. Again, same Terex. Loikasha, ha peritivta, ha biabeshta. If it is dried out, it's not considered a food. And if it's moist, it is considered a food. Chavitz kedera, remember this whole stew. Vachain daisan, a porridge, a good omar shakal, a bit borrowed, but of kahana, a borrowed, a mazoy noise. More explained. But daisa, greater, if you're talking about ordinary, regular porridge. And everybody would agree that it's Birmingham Mazenus, but keep pligi, but daisa ke'en chovitz. If it's made not in the regular porridge way, but rather in a chovitz way, what does that mean, a chovitz way? It's made up of oil and honey, etc. Then we have a machlekas. Because Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shahakoil, why? Sova, because he holds that dub she'ikah, the honey is the main part. Rav Kahana, no, Barim Nemezainas, because Sovar Smida Ika, it is the flour which is the main part. Omar Yosef, Kavosteid, Rav Kahana, Mistabra. The opinion of Rav Kahana is most likely to Rav Ushmuel, the Omitarvayu, because Rav Ushmuel both said, like him, what did they say? The Kol Sheyesh B'Michamishis Haminin, the Vorchon Ola Barim Nemezainas. And therefore, because this has the Chamishis Minim in it, i.e. it has flour, therefore you'd make Barim Nemezainas, therefore we're going to go without a cleaver. Okay, I must have to leave on another meeting. Let's say we'll hold it in here and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem on Sunday.
Good question.